Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Wednesday, August 18th. I'm Carol Gold. Welcome to Think for Yourself. I want to talk with you about certainty. 20 years ago, I had a land-based radio show out of Westchester, Pennsylvania. It was called Higher Ground, and I always looked for the most positive message that I could in the news, no matter how tragic. And after 9/11, I remember talking about the Taliban and saying that they were insane, but they were certainly insane. And what I meant by that was that they had certainty that Islamist extremists had and have certainty about what they believe in. They are laser focused, and their mission is tied to the fundamental belief that it is their job to bring about a world dominated by radical Islam and by Sharia law. And that's a global vision that they have. And nothing deters them from that vision. I said it back then, and never have I been more sure of that than what's going on now in Afghanistan. If you think about it, 20 years has gone by, and in those 20 years, since 9/11, the West has gone through a multitude of changes. And we believe that we had weakened the Taliban, we killed Osama bin Laden, Donald Trump had pretty much dispersed and ended the power that ISIS had in the Middle East. And there was a level or a false feeling of we had moved beyond that kind of terrorism, or at least a significant threat from that aspect of terror groups in the world. But the truth of the matter is that while our focus has been all over the place in those 20 years, and while we have gotten lost, completely drowned in politics here in this country, and in agendas from both sides of the aisle, and in corruption of our politicians, and focused on materialism and our economy, while we have bounced all over the place, those radical extremist Islamists never lost their certainty. They never lost their focus. And there is power in certainty because it keeps you laser focused on your goal, and nothing deters you from that goal. And so patiently waiting for 20 years while some of their leaders were temporarily detained in Gitmo and unfortunately released from Gitmo to go back over to the Middle East to help orchestrate what we're now watching happen in Afghanistan, they never lost that focus. And they had patience in their certainty because their certainty allowed them to have patience. They had the long vision perspective. They didn't care about the short run. I remember hearing one of the leaders at the time, after bin Laden had been assassinated, that he was just a soldier in a bigger picture. And losing any one leader, no matter who it was, wasn't going to change the fundamental direction, focus, and certainty of the mission. And so we're living that now. Now we're seeing what that kind of certainty can do. And I think there's an important lesson for us in the West about certainty. And it's a bitter lesson because of the way we're learning it now. But that's what happens when you don't pay attention. That's what happens when you don't take people at their word. And that's what happens when you don't understand the depth of someone's commitment to something. Just as, and let me show you the other side of this, there are now one or two charities. One of them is the Nazarene Fund, which is Glenn Beck's charity, and the other is Quentin Tarantino, who is also today, along with the Nazarene Fund, each in their own way, attempting to get about 3,000 to 5,000 Christians out of Afghanistan who are huddled in their homes, hiding at the moment, because their paperwork, their IDs, identify them as Christian. Back in, I think, 2002 or 2004, it was required that when they registered for their ID, religion be placed on their ID. And I think that was a decision by the Afghan government at the time. I'm not 100% certain who mandated that. And so those Christians who are so identified on their papers can't afford to get to the Kabul airport, where there is some semblance of hope of getting out of Afghanistan, because they'll be crucified, literally, and I don't mean that figuratively. The Taliban crucify Christians when they capture them. And so my point, however, is that back in 2002 or 2004, when those Christians, they were actually converted to Christianity, when those Christian converts were required to put their religion on their ID, they could have not done that. They could have lied or said they were something other. But their commitment to their religion, and I would argue their certainty and their belief in Jesus Christ as their Savior, not my perspective of religion, but theirs nonetheless, caused them to know that they would be sacrificing their lives under a situation such as the one they're in today if those papers were ever seen. And so there they are. So there's two sides to that. Certainty works both ways. The problem is we in the West don't have certainty. We don't. Certainty, to have certainty, you have to have, no pun intended, a certain amount of fortitude and willingness to sacrifice certain aspects of your life for the thing that you believe in so strongly. In the West, we are softened, we are weak, we are weakened by our reliance on material things and our reliance on technology and how good our lives are in the West, despite what you hear from the left and how incredibly oppressive we are in this country and racist and bigoted and sexist and homophobic. And I mean, it goes on and on and on, but we are a gifted nation in the standard of living that we have. The poorest person in the United States is wealthy compared to what poverty looks like in the rest of the world, or at least the rest of the third world. We don't have that willingness to sacrifice, and it's costing us now. And I'm concerned that it's going to cost us even more going into the future, because that force that just took over Afghanistan, that certainty, that patience, that ability to wait it out, that long vision of what things will look like, regardless of what the short-term outcomes are, that holding on to the big picture isn't going to go away. The Taliban aren't done with Afghanistan as their last stop. They have cohorts in the Middle East, in Turkey, and in other countries that also see the need for and the ultimate vision of a caliphate, of a world that is ruled by Sharia. It's not going away. And unless we come up with our own version of certainty of what we believe in when it comes to liberty, individual freedom, respect for women's rights, respect for all people's rights, respect for all people, regardless of color or gender or race or religious conviction or political affiliation, respect by Democrats for Republicans, respect by Republicans for Democrats. We've lost it. We're so busy hating and fighting each other, we don't realize the enemy at the gate. We don't realize what's happening, and if we do, we don't care enough to do something about it. You know, on a recent episode, I referenced a book called The Age of the Unthinkable by Joshua Cooper Ramo. And I think this book is an important book to read. I've read it now twice, super highlighted. And one of the quotes from the book that is so relevant as I speak right now is this: usually the source of the greatest historical disasters is that so few people at the time either recognize or understand the shift. The reason I think it's so important at this time is because we're having a shift in this country, and the shift in this country is to the left. The shift is to the left politically, but the irony is that left shift, which is heavy on centralized government and government control, actually aligns in a very perverse way, if you take it all the way to its end conclusion, with the kind of fascism and totalitarianism and dictatorship and theocracy, specifically the theocracy that you are now seeing in Afghanistan. Why do I say that? Because the more centralized control, the less individual liberty. We've all heard the expression, the larger the government, the smaller the individual. And it's true. And the left in this country and the media in this country and the politics of this country have become all aligned around a centralized, powerful force of government control. And that aligns really well with some other Western countries, particularly in the EU, who are also all about a centralized global government. You have to be very careful not to see the shift that's happening, because somewhere, you know, that old joke, not joke, but kids used to say on the beach, if you dig deep enough in the sand in New Jersey, you'll come out in China, right? Because it's all connected. Well, if you dig deep enough to the left politically, you'll end up with the Taliban. Think about that. So let's be smart. Let's use certainty for the right reasons. Let's use it to affect the change we want to see in the world. Let's be certain about what human dignity is. Let's be certain that we don't, in the process of standing for what we believe in, oppress someone else simply because they believe something other. Let's stop infighting among ourselves. Let's be certain that we understand that united we prevail and divided we fall. Let's be certain in higher principles. Let's be certain in the highest good for all concern. And let's be certain that individuals have the gift and the power and the responsibility to think for themselves, that it's not okay to follow the herd, especially when the herd is going off the cliff. If ever there's a moment to think for yourself, it's now. When you and I look over at those pictures in Afghanistan that are coming daily, when we see people being beaten outside of Kabul airport, as I did this morning, and children crying because bloodied people are falling around them, we can be certain that this isn't a Democrat or a Republican issue. These are human beings across the earth that we are connected to because we're all human. And we can be certain that we have an obligation to stand for those people and to somehow assist those people, whether it's by making a charitable donation to an organization that's trying to rescue them. And it doesn't matter what the politics are at this point. We're talking about human suffering. Let's be certain that we can rise above the political division, because the politics is a very low frequency of human behavior. Politics is nothing to be admired. It's nothing to be aspired to. It's something that we still apparently need because we're seemingly unable to live in a world of harmony with differences and conflicting ideas and figure out ways to mediate those differences and find common ground. So we're still stuck with politicians because we're still stuck with governance by entities that are larger than the individual and that grow and grow and grow and get bigger and bigger until they are perverse in their own right. Let's use certainty for the right reasons, to elevate all of humanity. But let's start with ourselves. Let's be certain that we're believing in higher principles, that we're living higher principles, that we're espousing higher principles, and that we're encouraging each other to do the same. Thank you for listening. I'm Carol Gold. I'll be back here again on Friday. And until then, as always, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.